Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the show. We'll be right here on the Joe Messina Show. Later. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, really be part of the solution. That's really what you need to be. You really do need to be part of the solution. I say that for a lot of reasons, because, again, as you're seeing in states and cities, counties, you know, across the country, you're looking at these education systems that don't seem to give a crud about the parents' rights. Right, these school boards who claim they care about your kids, or education boards, whatever you want to call them, who actually claim they care about your kids, and then when you push them, when you try to find out what's going on, they don't stand for you. They don't stand for your kids. They stand for what they truly believe to be truth, what they perceive to be what's right. You don't matter. Go to a school board meeting and find out if you do. And if you find out it doesn't work that way, you need to make noise. It's really that simple. No joke. I'm not playing around. I'm not playing political games. You need to open your mouth. You need to push back. Tony Shaw joins. We don't have the only one in the country, you know. Sonia Schmidt will join us tomorrow. Tony Shaw is joining me. She's discussing defending your kids in California. And in the education system here, which is a real challenge, I'll put it that way. Now, Sonia was elected to the Chino Valley Unified Board of Education in November 2022, and she's been on a quest ever since to get back parental rights in these schools. And it's a great personal cost to her. You guys know I went through the same thing, or I go through the same thing on a regular basis. So the bottom line with it is, really, sincerely, the bottom line with it is you really have to pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing. You have to make sure your kids... I talked to a bunch of parents about this earlier today. I don't want to hear how busy you are. I don't want to hear how you put your kids in school and you expect the school to take care of things. You expect the school to do this, that, and the other thing. You got to get involved. Here we go. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. It's really that simple. It's not that hard, people. These are your kids. You brought them into the world. You're responsible for them. Nobody else. You know what? I hate when other people do that, yet I find myself doing it. Speaking three words at a clip. Clarence Thomas had a field day today. Freeport Justice Clarence Thomas, he calmly eviscerated attorney Jason Murray. This is the lawyer that's represented Colorado voters before the Supreme Court. He tried to argue for disqualification or disqualifying President Trump. As has been previously reported, the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments at 10 o'clock East Coast time on Trump's appeal of the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that bars him from appearing on the state's ballot. Now, the Colorado Supreme Court is known for being radically left. They claim that Trump is ineligible to run for president because he violated the provisions of the 14th Amendment. Yeah, good luck with that, right? Now, during the hearing, Murray laughably attempted to defend the Colorado Supreme Court. He specifically claimed that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment uses broad language and gives the states the power to include the presidency as one of the positions eligible for this qualification. But when Thomas got the opportunity to question Murray, the lawyer argument completely fell apart when Thomas asked a simple question. He said, give me an example of states disqualifying national candidates. Couldn't provide one. He was given multiple opportunities. Right? Thomas was, you know, all right, well, what about this? What about that? And help me out here. After stuttering for quite some time, he turned around and said, well, you know what, really, I don't have any. He also had to be corrected on the fundamental election law about he asserted that states had the power to run federal elections themselves. After Thomas finished tearing him apart, Robert suddenly discovered, found his spine, and finished, you know, he finished off the Colorado. I mean, this is just crazy. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, let me see. Thomas says, what are the examples? Because you don't see them. And Murray says, I don't have one. He said, really? You don't have any examples of this? And no, sir, I don't. No, Justice, I don't. It seemed that particularly after the Reconstruction and after the Compromise of 1877 and during the period of redemption or redeemers, that you would have that kind of conflict. There were a plethora of Confederates still around. There were any number of people who would continue to either run for state or national offices. So it suggests that there would be at least a few examples, don't you think? Murray said, well, there were certainly national candidates who were disqualified by Congress, and Congress refused to seat them. Thomas said, I understand that, but that's not the case. I understand that Congress would not seat them. Other than the example, Murray said, I have nothing. I have nothing else. Thomas said, so what was the purpose of the Section 3? The concern was that former Confederate states would continue being bad actors? It's just amazing. And the effort was to prevent them from doing this, and you're saying that, well, this authorized the states to disqualify candidates? You know, these people, I've got my guest coming on in a few minutes, and I don't want to belabor this right now, but, I mean, they don't realize what they've done and what they could possibly do here. Exactly like when they decided to bring down the threshold for bringing on judges. They don't realize what they did, or Nixon trying to nix the filibuster. They don't really understand what they're doing. Yeah, maybe they do. I don't know. I'm giving them too much credit for being too smart, don't you think? Be back in a couple of minutes here. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Shoni Shaw joins me to discuss defending your kids. Yeah, here in California. You can do it. A lot of work. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Five five six three. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know where to find us. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. A lot going on there. I really mean this. I appreciate the time that you spend with us because I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be watching. You've chosen this one. I personally believe it shows what high IQ you have. But, hey, whatever reason you're tuning in for, I'm good with it. Let me bring my guest on because I'm very much... been very much impressed with her since she's got on the school boards. Sonia Shaw is joining me. She's at Chino Hills Valley Unified School District in California. And ever since she got on the board in November of 2022, she has put up a great fight protecting parental rights, protecting your children. And again, where people have been on these so-called conservatives have been on these boards for years, have not put up the kind of fight she has. Sonia, it's an honor. Thanks for being on with me.
No, it's an honor, Joe. I appreciate all that you do and everything that you help us all help our kids with. You're amazing, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, some people, you'd have to be at a coma not to know who you are at this point, and I know you've been all over the news cycles and what have you, but give us a quick recap. You spoke up and wanted to come forth with a policy that would simply, I mean, I can't believe you would do something like this, bring back a parental notification so that if your child is going through things, not just specifically transgender issues, but parental notification, let them know what's going on in their children's lives. And my God, you were met with a tonnage of pushback, weren't you?
You know, it's funny because you would think that this is common sense, but Joe, a lot of people don't know that a lot of boards throughout California have a policy that actually keeps secrets in regards to a lot of things. So when I got in, I was like, no, we're not keeping secrets. We're not going to pick and choose, and we're going to bring this forward. I think it goes along with the bills that they've been passing. We see their narrative. We see their agenda. You know, at some point, somebody has to come in there and, alongside all the rest of us, and say enough is enough. No more.
No, and we do need, you know, more of the board members. I've been pushing for this forever, where we truly need to have board members like yourself, myself, and many others up and down the state come together in a coalition way and start fighting these things and start pushing back on these things and give parents back the rights that they should have, that they've actually have under federal law. And frankly, our founding fathers never meant for them not to have a right in their kids' education.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll go back to the Constitution. Parents have a constitutional right in the upbringing of their children's life unless they were deemed through the process that they're unfit. So why is it our state is so struck on making sure parents don't have rights in certain situations? I think that should wake up every parent because this is alarming, especially when they're passing bills that allow children to leave their home without being abused. It just absolutely blows my mind. But what's more disappointing than ever is knowing all these school board members just went along with the policies that, you know, were being put in front of them from the CSBA and God knows where else, and just let them go through without even questioning why. What is this? Joe, I could say this. When I got in, I was told it's the law. I know that's not the law. I consulted with an attorney, and up until that point, I had to ask, show me the law. Where does it say that parents don't have a right in these certain situations? No one can show you that till this day.
No.
That's a problem.
but here's what's changed. Most of the, and I know many, many, many board members, most of the board members do exactly what you said. You had superintendent or even the school board attorneys came in and said, well, you know, that's the law. You have to follow the law. This is what you have to do. And some of this stuff really rubbed me, years ago, rubbed me so wrong. I actually got my own attorney, education attorney.
Yeah.
And started saying, okay, can we do, really? Is this okay? If this is not okay, how do I present this? How do I make this happen? How do I get them thinking, if you would, about how we're going to change this? Because to your point, they make you feel ignorant, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's just everybody goes through the motion of just being told this is the law, this is how it goes. You can't challenge it. You know, I think that's where we're starting to bring light to. You can challenge this. You do not have to be told something's the law without being shown the law. And now that we're asking for certain things, it actually is helping, Joe. I've seen it in our own district with our own staff. They have that aha moment. Oh, guess what, Mrs. Shaw? We were told this was the law, and there is no law they can provide us that they're saying we're breaking. And I think when they have that, it's like, thank you, sweet Lord Jesus, because now we have more people who realize you've been lied to.
Yep.
You've been, deceived, and now it's time to push back on this agenda. And I think that's what's happening in a lot of our districts, although we know the state does not like that. It also is waking up parents. Our state, our beautiful state that we've all loved and fought here for and just try to raise our families, is going down the drain. It's sad. We don't even recognize it anymore. And here we have a budget deficit, and our state continues to sue school districts that want to inform the parents. Like, what in the world's happening? What about the new bill? Did you see the new bill on the table to provide condoms in all the high schools? Like, are we going to provide safe rooms for the kids next to, you know, do inappropriate things at school? I am so confused why they're so concerned about children's sexuality that I think parents need to realize this is alarming. Our kids are failing at reading, writing, and math, and we're dumping $5 million into a bill that would cost $5 million to do what? Put condoms at school sites now? We already have tampons in boys' bathroom. When does it stop?
Oh, it's not going to. You know, it's, what's his name, Scott Wiener is the one putting many of these bills forward. And I think the only thing that guy does is put forth bills that have to do with, sexual activity, sexual content, and that kind of stuff. And nobody stops him. Nobody sees it. And to your point, parents are finding out about this late. And I'm one of those guys, I'm sorry, I'm come from the old school, and I'm going, look, these are your kids. Why don't you know this stuff? Why aren't you keeping up on this stuff? Why aren't you asking questions? And many times, for me anyway, they'll come in, they'll see me in the supermarket, you're so-and-so, you're on the school board, right? How come my kid is to do A, B, and C? I said, because it's the idiots that you have elected to go to Sacramento that force that stuff on us. And you need to be paying attention to what's going on.
And I think more school boards need to have a parent at the table because, parents have started to pay attention more to what's going on. But, we also need to make sure we have those attorneys that are representing our district in a manner where they're not supporting this agenda and they're actually using the law to protect kids, right? Because in the end of the day, it's really about protecting the kids. I could say there is some, law firms that have really great attorneys, and then there is some that we stay far, far away from. And I think if you, like you said, if we have a coalition, guess what will happen? We can all share that information, and it will only help us push back even stronger because we know they have money, right? They have resources.
Oh, yeah, and lots of it. And that's the other thing, too. No board member wants to see a boardroom full of mad parents. Hey, we got to go for a quick break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia Shaw when we return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment. to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. I mean it sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like, get informed and get engaged. One of the things, I'll talk about this with my guests in a minute. I had my board meeting last night. And you moms and you parents that come up and speak, God bless you. And I mean that sincerely. I'm really happy you come up and say something. But I've always said to you, make relationships with trustees. Ask questions. Because some of you come forward and you're so passionate and you let us have it and it's all wrong. And it's not wrong because we don't like it. It's all wrong because it's against the law. Or we can't use the money for certain things that you want us to use it for. And if you come in and you make a relationship with a trustee, one of the board of trustees, they can tell you how to approach it. They can actually work with you so you give them the opportunity to be able to bring it to the board as a whole where you might not be able to, or you may not be able to lay it out properly. And I'm telling you, I've seen it in my own district and other districts where that works. You know, part of what we need to do is start educating parents better and on a more regular basis. I'm joined by Sonia Shaw. She is a trustee with the Chino Valley Unified School District and first came to know her when she was under fire for a parental notification policy, and my God, I was just so impressed with how she handled herself, how she handled the crowd, and how she handled Tony Thurman, the superintendent of public education. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you.
That was so fun to watch, and not because it was like, ha, 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 she got him, but the attitude that, wait a minute. I am the state superintendent of education. You can't throw me out. Who are you? You know?
Yeah, and the funny part is we allotted him so much, you know, like just things that, you know, front row seating, not waiting in line, making sure he was safe, giving him a room for his media, you know, tour that he was doing. And he had his 1 minute just like everybody else, but he decided he was going to try to do a point of order, and I'm like, oh no, it doesn't work that way, dude. I've been in Sacramento. They do not let you be past your time, and they play games with you, and you're not getting special privileges.
Oh no.
You know, especially Joe, because he's never listened to parents, only the parents that fit his agenda. We reached out to him even three, you know, a couple years, I think 2 or 3 years before when all that stuff was happening with the kids and the shutdowns, and he ignored us. He never once responded to us. But yet, I don't know, most people don't know, he came down to Chino and walked with the person who ended up moving to run against me, who was a incumbent. What state superintendent comes down and walks with a school board member in a school board race?
Oh, yeah.
And then post that this election is so important. Why? Because parents are trying to have a seat at the table, and you're not going to be able to force us to do things that you know that we won't do. So it's just crazy how they try to keep control. And I think it's insane that, you know, they go this far. But I also, I'll say it over and over, it's a gift. Because with his behavior, it woke up so many parents that just didn't know what was going on. And he goes on national news and he's telling people that parents are extremists. And it's like, what? We're extreme because we want to be involved in our kids' life? Okay. If that's extreme, go ahead and label me that all day long. I'll take the label.
They, we had a trustee in our school board that was very much into the new law that was coming through where you could have a parent removed and or even arrested for disrupting a meeting. And and he brought that up several times. He wanted us to clear the room or have he was one of those. So I looked at him at one point and I said, so if I go down to the podium, which I'm allowed to do, and I speak,
yeah,
and I speak like that, you're going to have me removed? Because you're going to have to take me. And they have a right to speak. We are affecting their children. If you don't think they're going to get emotional, or you don't think they're going to get hot over it, then you shouldn't even be a teacher. You shouldn't be in the education world. You don't understand. These aren't our kids. They're theirs. They're not our children.
Yeah.
They're entrusted to us for a short period of time every day.
Yep, so, you're right.
Anyway, let's talk as much as you can talk. About you know, the issues that you're facing right now, and Chino Valley Unified School District has helped spearhead this and helped other districts step up now and say, wait a minute, they're doing it, and they're doing it, and they're doing it, and we want to get involved in this parental notification thing. Are you making any headway? Is there anything you could talk about it to it, and how do parents get involved in helping?
Yeah, so I will tell you this. I think from what I'm hearing is a lot of people are afraid because, you know, that was the point. They wanted to torture our district and make us an example to spread the fear.
Yep.
So you have a lot that are just on the sidelines. I think it's very important that parents still request it to be on there because you got to remember, a lawsuit was only opened on Chino Valley. No other districts that adopted it have been sued by Fonta yet. So I'm just like, I'm kind of in shock. No one's questioning if this is so dangerous and this is killing and hurting kids to inform the parents, why are all these other districts allowed to proceed with this policy but we're not? I mean, common sense would say if it is that supposedly dangerous, then all of us should have been sued to stop it. Correct?
Correct.
So here's what I say. You know, we went to court, and the judge said we had, you know, 1A, 1B, 1C. And I'll quickly try to explain it. 1A and 1B were like if they want to go in the opposite sex's restroom and then play on the opposite sex sports. 1C was pretty much informing parents of any unofficial or official changes on the record. So we won 1C from the verbal of what the judge said. So right now, we are kind of in the process of going back and forth and making sure his judgment was there, and then we have a court date next Friday. So if we won on 1C, let's break that down for a second, just from me, you know, being involved. 1C is meaning you can inform
parents
anything, right?
Pause for a minute on the 1C, because we've got to go for a break. When we come back, I really want to go through this so people understand that there, you're making headway. The parents could win this, but they got to engage and get involved, right? All right, so you were explaining to the people about the what's come down with this lawsuit here in California for simply wanting to protect parents' parental rights to make sure the kids are safe in school. So continue, please.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to court next Friday, but I think it's really important to know. Yes, they may look and feel like in the public eye that they're winning because they're suing us and they're torturing us. But the great thing is people are helping. People are coming to make sure that, you know, we have the resources to fight the good fight. Because let's be real, Joe, you and I are both school board members. To get our district into a legal bind without having help financially is it's really saddening.
Yeah.
Because our attorney general, first of all, should not be wasting our taxpayer dollars to take parents out of their kids' life. That's number one. I really feel in my heart more people need to hold him accountable for what he's doing just because we want to keep parents in the picture. That should send every person who has a child in the public school system, or you don't because you're protecting them from the public school system for whatever reason, then that should send you the message. Why is it your money being used to keep you out? And yet here we have a district willing to stand up, and he's using our, you know, our taxpayer dollars to sue us. That's insane.
Yeah.
And that should wake up any parent that how bad they want control of our children, right? But the good thing is we have Liberty Justice Center, which is great. The parents, interveners are, you know, represented by Liberty Justice, Liberty Center with, you know, Harmeet Dillon's firm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing to see all these amazing people come together for our children and make sure we have the tools to fight the good fight. But I do want to point out something. When we were in court, the judge, like he said, you know, on the basis of his saying 1A, 1B, whatever, it was discriminatory on its face. And we're like, well, we had a previous policy from the CSBA recommendations that actually kept secrets in this place. So how can we be discriminating? That would mean that they were discriminating against certain children, right, to take the parents out. So I'm always like, come on, guys. But with that said, he said something very important that I think every parent should be aware of because, you know, most of them are not going to listen to the court hearings. 1C, that included to be notified of any changes, unofficial or official, in your child's, life in regards to school. 100%.
You're listening to Joe Messina, so Sonia Shaw will join me after the break. Don't go far. And I mean, don't even get off the couch. Sit there and listen.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, but you want to be informed. Make sure you have the information, and please, don't be all over the place. Pick an issue. Whether it's the school board, the water board, city council, whatever it is, go there, learn about what they do, learn how they deal with things and how they can make things happen. If it's education, I'd even say there, hone it down. Either you're there to protect parental rights, you're there because you want to help support and bring the CTE or the old-fashioned shop classes back, you don't like what's in the biology books, you don't like what's in, pick something, learn as much as you can about it. So when you're speaking to the board, not only are you asking them to remove something or update something, but give them options. And the other thing I'd say to you is, when you come up and start yelling at us and you're calling us, you know, POSs and Marxists and all this other kind of stuff, it doesn't help your cause. We actually start to shut down. We know you're mad. We know you're upset. But give us a solution. Help us with the solution because we don't always have it. Anyway, I'm honored to have with me Sonia Shaw. She's with the Chino Valley Unified School District, a trustee on the district. She was voted in November of 2022, and I got to tell you, she's doing a fantastic job there. I see what she does. I follow her on social media, online actually as a whole, and we need more fighters like her. We need more parents that are willing to step into these positions or support people that are in these positions and help them make a difference. Sonia, thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. So, even here in California, with all the odds against us, because we know, you know, I call them the political cartel in Sacramento,
yep.
Newsom, Bonta, and Tony Thurman, even with that said, we still won. We did not lose. We're not losing. That's what's driving them crazy. And that's what I keep wanting to tell parents. The more we push, the more they are exposing themselves, the more we have an opportunity. And shame on us if we continue to allow these people into office, first of all. And second of all, we're winning. That's why they're trying to shut us down, because us as a whole are winning, right? When you have people from all over the nations reaching out to California school board members and saying, please don't give up the good fight. We all know whatever happens in California is coming over our way. And they're telling us to be bold and stand in the truth. That means that there is a bigger, bigger, bigger agenda, right? And a picture. But
oh, yeah.
Look, we have the support. People are realizing this is bad. This is not okay. And I think that is the greatest gift right now, because you have been in this. You've been dedicated. You've been a servant. You've been amazing. But us other parents, I was a volunteer in the classroom. I didn't even know what a school board was. I trusted the system, you know, that took care of me when I was younger. But then when, you know, the school shut down, so many things were exposed and it brought so much light. And I think that is another gift, because they had an agenda. I'll say it over and over. Our kids were on a freight train going on an unsafe speed. And then, bam, the wrench was put in the wheel. And it was like, nope, this is what's happening to the children. Wake up, guys. I mean, I'm a believer, so I really feel God used that to expose the dangers that our kids were headed in. Every time they do something and people are like, can you believe this? And they're all devastated. And I'm like, thank you, God, for allowing this to be revealed, right? Because the more of us that pay attention, the more of us that get involved, they will not win. They're not going to win.
No.
We just have to get involved. We just have to do whatever we can with what we can and make sure we push back on this. Otherwise, our kids will not have a future. So everything we work hard for, it'll be gone.
When I first got on the board, one of the comments I frequently heard was, it's for the kids, it's for the kids, it's for the kids. And after I was on the board a few years ago, wait a minute, it's not for the kids. This doesn't benefit the children. This doesn't. And I went down to listen. I was thinking, okay, how do I reapproach this? How do I put things on the table so, you know, if we're doing what's right for the kids, then we're going to do what's right for the teachers. Doing something right for the teachers doesn't necessarily mean it's going to trickle down to the kids. And I get district after district where either the teachers got raises or they got less kids in the class or whatever the situation was, and nothing changed. Test scores didn't change. I don't know. Is your district K through 12?
Yes, we are.
All right,
we're a unified school district.
Yeah. We're just junior high and high school. So for us, you know, we're dealing a little differently. One of the things I started to notice, I used to say, wait a minute, it's ridiculous to give an exit exam in the 10th grade. They got 2 years to go.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know where they're at or what they're doing. And I've noticed in education, we just keep dumbing things down. We don't force the teachers to pull the kids up and work harder at certain things. We lessen these things so that the kids will lessen the thresholds so the kids don't have to work as hard at it. And I think that's part of what's causing us a problem. That's why you have young kids out there that think that, you know, Palestine was its own country and Israel doesn't deserve to exist.
It's chanting things that they don't even know what it means.
No.
They're chanting stuff that calls death to people, and you're like over here like, dear Lord Jesus, what is happening? But this is the plan, right?
Yeah.
And I always say, if they have control of the children, they have control of the future, and that's why they want to control the children.
Yeah, you must listen to my show, because I always say, Mussolini, Hitler, all these guys knew if they had control of the children, they had the country. It was that simple.
Yep.
And when you see what's going down on here.
Common sense, Joe.
Thank you. It is truly common sense. And if the most trusted person, years ago, I think it was Rasmussen did a poll, the most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. Think about that. Yeah. Your child's in front of that high school teacher or in school or making friends at school. Their whole community is at school and those teachers, and those are the ones they trust. And over the last, I know you've seen it, I tell people all the time, this is why I got to pay attention. Over the last 3 or 4 years, it may be longer, the parents have been made to be the demons. And the teachers have been made to be the only ones you can trust, the only ones you should listen to, the only ones that you should do as they say. Not your parents, because they don't know what's best for you. That's chilling, isn't it?
It's absolutely chilling. I do think we need to remember, though, we have some amazing teachers that are getting burnt out from this. And if we want to keep our amazing teachers and get more teachers to come to the profession of teaching our kids, it needs to change, plain and simple. Or we're just going to get activists in the classroom. It's just going to filter in because...
Sonia, they're afraid.
You see what the department...
You know as well as I do.
They are.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're afraid of the backlash. We see what the unions do. We see how they play the game. We see the tactics that they use. We see what they do to their own, if you don't go along with it.
Yep.
And it's really sickening because I have... My mother-in-law is a retired teacher, but I also have really close friends that I would call my best friends that are teachers. And to just be on the other side, knowing, I feel like I'm trapped in a box because I'm like, they want help, but they don't, they have been put in a position where if they say anything, they're going to be, pretty much tortured at the job site, at the school site.
Well, I've been able to create a small coalition of teachers now that trust me, conservative teachers, and they'll let me know what's going on, how I can help them. I don't use their names. I don't throw them under the bus. I don't allow them to send me texts or emails. I tell them, just call me, and we meet, and I get good information. But the common thread is, to your point, is they're afraid of the retaliation. They're afraid of how other teachers are going to treat them. Let me ask you, because we're up against the time, is how can people help you? Is there a fund they can help work with? What can they do to try to make it easy for you or support you?
Well, first of all, we do have the protectkidsca.com. I think, I'm not sure if you heard of it. We were trying to get the ballot initiative to get all these things on the ballot. Unfortunately, we need money. They need money to do this, right? Because we all know that the state is working against it. I would love for people to go to protectkidsca.com and help them. We're all getting people in our own communities to collect signatures. So if you can, it's really easy. They spelled it out on the website on how to collect signatures the proper way.
Yep.
That would be amazing. Number two, I would say right now, support your local candidates in city council, in school board, in the assembly and senate race that you know are going to have the interest, because that is going to help us all. Look, we're all in our own communities, but we're in this all together. It's really important for parents to just get behind those people, and if you don't have money, show up, go knock on doors, go spread the message. Doing things like that can be so important, spreading stuff on social media. As far as me personally, I don't need specific help because my help is just helping all of us make sure we have a voice. So that would be just amazing if you can just get involved in your own community. Connect on social media, because that's the most powerful thing, is when we're all together. Look, Joe, when they attack you, they're not attacking just you. They're attacking me. They're attacking, our friends in Temecula, our friends in Orange, our friends in Rockland, our friends in, all Marietta, everywhere. So I always tell people, we're in this as a one, right? But we all have to be focused. We all have to do something to make the change. And when it comes time to vote, whether you vote typically red or blue, don't let that get in the way of you making a common sense vote to get somebody in there that's going to do the right thing.
No, you're so right. And I tell people the same thing. It's like, know who you're voting for, not because they, you've seen them at a couple of events. Find out about them, because you never know what they're going to end up doing. We've seen it on my side of the aisle when it comes to Republicans and conservatives. I've seen them turn. I've seen them give it pressure in no time at all.
Yep.
So now I have you back on again. I mean, I love what you guys are doing, too. You had the guts to take it on and stay with it. Now that is growing. There's trustees up and down the state jumping on the bandwagon. And we need to keep doing it. It's the only way we're going to save our kids. So thank you so much for being with me today.
No, thank you. I appreciate you, and we're definitely in this together. Thank you for all that you're doing.
All right. God bless. All right, people, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. Be safe.